in just a bit.
Yeah, and we've got weekend weather forecast on the way as well because it is Wednesday. We can see the weekend. Okay, my magic eight ball can see the weekend. Yeah, so that's pretty good. But today, so far, some scattered showers possible. Small chance early in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and 72. Right now, 40 degrees throughout central Kentucky. More music on the way, but good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
People complain that I'm not complain, but say, how can you be so chipper in the morning? I'm not a morning person, but I just act like I am. Mm. You, I think, really are a morning person.
I am a morning person. I balance well with other people in my life who are not so chipper in the morning.
Oh, so you have to make up for them.
I do. Ooh, but I try to be sympathetic. You know, I try not to overwhelm with my excitement of the morning.
Julie Gerwe of Sustainable Solutions, mm-hmm. New Pioneers. Mm-hmm. So what do we got today?
So today, because we are entering the spooky season,
ooh,
I thought that we could talk about making the spooky season more sustainable. It's almost as if I had cued that, Heidi. That was a perfect
one. That's my magic. You talked about your magic. That's my magic.
That's true. There you go. Well, speaking of magic, something that we talk a lot about in the sustainability world that I wanted to talk about today as we think towards Halloween are the five R's. Do you know what the five R's are?
Like reading, writing, rhythm. No, I only know three.
Close, different R's.
Okay.
Most people know the three R's of sustainability, which is reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Okay,
right?
I knew one of those, recycle, yes.
There you go, okay. Uh-huh. You're halfway there. Well, there are also two additional R's that we talk about. Being refuse and rot.
Do you mean refuse?
No,
refuse?
I mean refuse.
Like say no.
Okay. So the five R's, which stem from the three R's that a lot of us hear growing up, have a lot to do with reducing our waste and reducing our consumption so that we can live more sustainably and use kind of fewer resources and use the resources that we do use wisely so that other generations and other folks can use them, mm-hmm. right? So when I say refuse, I mean to say no to things that you don't necessarily need. So,
okay.
For example, you know, sometimes if I go to festivals and folks are handing out fun things, I'm like, ooh, I want this sticker or I want this fun thing, but maybe I don't need the little plastic bag that they're giving me
right.
because I don't need it. And so that's kind of the first way that you can kind of stop your consumption on the front end is just saying no thanks. And refusing.
Okay.
So that's the refuse is one of the R's. And then reduce, of course, is just using a little bit less of some things that we are using.
Mm-hmm.
Reusing, of course, is reusing the things that we do have. So using things more than once and just kind of being wise when we're using things to keep a mind for keeping them in mm-hmm. good condition. And then, of course, we recycle when we're able. If we are using things like plastic things or glass or different things that can be recycled, it's always good to recycle them. And then rot is kind of our final R that has to do kind of with letting things return to the earth that are able. So composting would be rotting, taking things, you know, out to the woods if it's old sticks or leaves in our yard to let them just rot and kind of go through that decomposition mm-hmm. cycle. So as we think about Halloween, you know, it's such an exciting time. I know I'm excited to go trick-or-treating.
Are you going to go trick-or-treating?
I wish I could, but I get to hand out candy.
Okay.
And I might go trick-or-treating with my neighbors, so that'll be fun.
Okay, that would be fun.
But before that, actually, New Pioneers is really excited. We're participating in Springfield's Main Street trick-or-treating on Halloween night, I believe from 4 to 5:30. So mm-hmm. if you are around and before you're just a little too excited for Halloween and you want to go out before trick-or-treating starts, all are welcome to come downtown to Springfield, and we'll be passing out candy there, which will be
Sounds
fun.
Sounds good.
Indeed. And as we're thinking about, you know, the candy that we're sharing and the costumes that we're wearing, we want to be more sustainable and as sustainable as we can be. So I wanted to share just a few of those ideas and tips today.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So I kind of mentioned a few things already, but what are some of the classic things you think about during Halloween, Miss Heidi?
what you carry your candy in.
What you carry your candy in. Very mm-hmm. true. So when you go trick-or-treating, oftentimes you carry a bag, mm-hmm. you carry a pail. And one of the most easy ways that you can be sustainable, or one of the easiest ways you can be sustainable, is by carrying a reusable pail or a reusable right. container, or just reusing your containers from year to year. And that ties into that one of our R's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think about what goes in the pail, so the candy that we're getting, you know, a lot of the times our Halloween candy is individually wrapped because right. we want to be safe. And of course, that is fair. But, you know, if you're buying your own candy and interested in being a little creative, there are some different ways that you can maybe be a little bit more sustainable in purchasing that candy. So first, you know, it's always a good option to look for things with minimal packaging. It's proven that if you buy candy that's wrapped in like aluminum foil or like parchment-y kind of paper, like mm-hmm. Tootsie Rolls, that's a little less wasteful than like the plastic wrapping and the paper inside the plastic. And
plus, it's hard to get those open.
It's true. So those are some good options. And also, you know, buying products that really align with our values. For example, if you're thinking about buying some candy that is maybe more like fair trade, so you're confident that it's coming from renewable sources and that mm-hmm. folks are producing it, are treated well, there's always the option to buy, you know, fair trade chocolate, for example, to mm-hmm. be able to give away. And I like to think of these sustainability options as kind of a menu. So I know it's hard to kind of employ all of them, but maybe this year you try one or two kind of new things to make your Halloween a little bit more sustainable and see how it goes and share that with your friends and your neighbors. So that's an idea on candy. And another note about kind of our pails that we carry and the candy that we get is perhaps you could make it a challenge with your family this year to pick up any plastic wrappers or any waste that you see when you're walking around the town trick-or-treating, or even afterwards, because sometimes it's easy for our plastic wrapping or our paper wrapping to blow away when we're enjoying our candy.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to make sure that we're picking up after ourselves and sometimes helping our neighbors to do that too.
Okay.
So that's a big tip for the candy side of things. And then I also mentioned costumes. Are you going to be anything for Halloween this year, Heidi?
Myself without makeup. No, I no, I just am indoors now this time. When I do go out on Halloween, it's late at night, but I just stay out and just enjoy the weather.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, that weather change.
It is nice.
I know what you're going to say, though.
What?
You're going to say, you know, don't buy store-bought, if you can, go to a secondhand store or get things that are like consignment type thing and put your own costume together.
Well, dang, you just know all the answers.
Hey.
No, I'm really glad to hear you say that because that is something I was going to talk about. I'm really excited. And now that I say this, I'm going to have to be really careful about making sure it happens well. But I'm going to be an owl this year. And I found a really cute costume idea where I'm going to take an old sweater uh-huh. and I'm going to cut almost little scalloped, like
I don't
feathers,
yeah.
I guess,
yeah.
that are going to kind of go on my chest and on the top. I'm going to uh-huh. have a little mask. But it was a cute idea that I found in a magazine.
So why'd you choose owl?
Well, you know, at New Pioneers, we love kind of nature-based education.
Yeah.
So as I'm handing out county candy with the crew, I thought it would be fun to do a nature costume. And I love owls. And they're a little bit spooky, but also just fun.
And has nothing to do with owls. Seem like they know everything. Just saying.
Well, maybe a little bit, Heidi.
Just kidding. But, you know.
But not really.
Yeah, exactly. But with much love, I say that.
Of course. No, I love it. That is fair. I will take it in stride.
Maybe your subconscious wanted you to do that.
That's true. But I'm really excited about my costume because it's been kind of one fun to find the different pieces to put it together and assemble it. And I'm really excited to kind of see how it turns out. And it's going to be mine and it's going to be really unique. So something that is kind of fun to do with costumes is to kind of DIY it. So see what you can put together. Even better if you kind of look in your closet, if there's any clothes maybe that you can use to compile a certain costume. If you need another piece, go to a consignment shop and see if there's something there that you can grab.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also heard of a lot of folks, you know, meeting up with friends or if you have a child and they have some friends in their class, hosting a costume swap would be something really fun so that, you know, they don't have to be the same thing every year, but maybe they really liked their friend's costume last year and they can just switch to share a little bit more instead of everybody buying costumes.
You know, you don't really hear or see much anymore of people making costumes like they used to a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like even before I went trick-or-treating, you didn't see that much.
Yeah.
You just see it like in old black and white videos of their parents making them. I mean, I know they weren't readily around like we buy them now.
Yeah.
But they made them and, you know, things like that. It would be a lot more creative and fun then.
Absolutely. I was just talking with my partner, Jonathan, about this. And he said that his mom made their costumes every year. And it was always a big to-do to kind of have the costumes be made and see what would happen. He said he was a cowboy like 90% of the time. So I think that was probably a little bit of his call. But
I'm thinking it probably was too.
It probably was. But it still sounds like fun, a fun kind of opportunity for the family to get together and kind of dream up something that they want to make together. Uh-huh. So that could be a fun, you know, pre-Halloween.
So what were you when you were a kid?
Golly. Do you know this is an old show, The Big Comfy Couch?
Yeah, I think so.
I was the main girl, and this is horrible. I don't remember her name. I think it might have been Molly.
Huh.
But she had like purple hair and wore like a, almost like a coral kind of overall suit.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good costume. That was a favorite of mine.
I thought you were going to say you were the couch.
Oh, I wish I would have had a buddy that would have been the couch. That would have been funny.
Now, Roger has been trying to get, every time I say this, he tries to bug me about bringing pictures to work. I was a huge Cyndi Lauper fan when I was a kid. So for 3 years, around, you know, like 8, 9, 10.
Oh, yes.
I dressed as Cyndi Lauper. So I had like four colors of in my hair, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And the jewelry, everything.
I bet you looked great.
Well, I know where the picture, and I don't know where the picture is, but I know there is a couple pictures.
Mm.
But I do remember being half asleep, like midnight, and my mom trying to wash out of my hair, me falling asleep in the bathtub. No, we gotta get this out of your hair.
Oh no!
And I'm crying. No, just leave it in. I had like purple, red, orange, pink, you know, hot pink, and all that in my hair.
How did you do? Was it like the chalk?
No, it was spray.
Spray.
It was like spray, like hairspray back then. So you had, we would
Ooh, I bet it was,
we would like
that out.
No, just wash it.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
It's just, we would clear the shelf off at, you know, wherever we went because we had to get a lot of it because I had really, really long hair. So,
yeah.
So, and the
good Cyndi Lauper hair.
Side ponytail, we're talking 80s hair.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
How much fun.
And Roger's like, oh, I need to see this picture. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, that's too funny. I know that, When I was growing up, the chalk hair coloring was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my hair is so dark that what a poor kid I was. All my friends could do it and their hair would be like blue and purple from the chalk. And mine, you couldn't see a lick of it because my hair was just so dark. I was like, I'm going to have to bleach my hair before I could use this chalk.
And that would have hurt.
That would have. Yeah. And my hair is gorgeous and I have not colored it. So I'm grateful for my hair. But yeah, I always wanted to use some of the color. But.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was a little dark.
Until it's midnight and you want to go to bed, you love it until then.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. Uh-huh. I'd be like, Mom, just leave it alone.
I'll go to sleep here in the tub.
Let me get Cyndi Lauper tonight.
Well, thank you for coming in today. And
yes.
Since I won't see you for Halloween, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
It would not be Halloween without Vince, of course.
I love it. May your season be spooky and sustainable.
Yours too. You got the rocket at 102.7 WOKH.
Hey, have you ever been ripped off? It sucks. Having a daily reminder of it is even worse.